I'm here with Jamie McGee after the 2-1 victory over Curzon Ashton. Jamie, was that a bit more hard work than it should have been?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, as you saw first half, we dominated the game when they had 11 men and we created chances. It was sloppy of us to go a goal down so early and so easily. And second half, we were just a little bit naive and, you know, we should have been a bit more patient when it was coming to breaking them down. But we got the 3 points and performances we can then build on.
What was your view on the 2 penalty incidents in the first half?
Yeah, it's not biased, but, you know, Jonah's in on goal. He's about to pull the trigger in and then he's been fouled. It's a no-brainer. It's a penalty. I didn't really see the incident for the second one. I just heard Garn's on the floor shouting. Mm. And then the linesman just put his flag up and by all accounts the lads tried to stamp on Garns from what I can gather. So if that's the case and the linesman's seen it, then yeah, it's a definite penalty and referees had a good game today.
What was the problem in the second half? Was it a bit of, we were lacking a bit of urgency?
I think we were too urgent, if I'm honest. I think we overcompensated the urgency to score goals by losing our quality in the final third. You know, we saw it as a great opportunity for us to get our goal difference back to a healthy goal difference and what it should be, and that just wasn't to be, because you know we rushed things and we just needed to sort of get a foot on the ball and take time and take care with what we were doing in the final third, because we did have chances. We just wasn't ruthless enough when it came to taking them.
I guess you've not got a lot of experience of playing against 9 men, so it must be difficult from that respect.
Yeah, definitely. I've never played against 9 before. I've played with 9 last season at Harrogate, but it was difficult. You know, all the lads were saying it would have probably suited us for them to have still had 11 on the pitch, because we'd have been able to play the way we were playing in the first half, a little bit more expansive.
Your first start of the season, how did it feel? Are you hopefully over your injury problems of last season?
Yeah, I hope so. I felt good, I felt fresh up until about the 70th minute when the legs started talking to me a little bit. But it was great to be back. It was nice. It gave me a lift and gave me a buzz that I've sort of been needing, I think, over the last few weeks. Hopefully it's the start of things to come.
And there's good competition for places out wide, because Jay Rollins has come in and made a good impact. Yeah. You've come into the side today and obviously came when he's back fit again.
Yeah, you know, competition for places in any position can only bring out the best in players, because you know your shirt's not guaranteed. If you're not doing it, your shirt isn't guaranteed. And in this league and with what we want to achieve this year, everybody's got to be on top of the game at all times. And as frustrating as it can get as a player, watching that, you know, you still support your teammates and you want to do well together as a club. But yeah, it's great to have that competition.